This Family Life News Podcast is made possible by the support of listeners like you.
And welcome back to another edition of Capital Connection. Fridays during the Noon Report, we give you direct connection to what's happening in Albany and Harrisburg with the experts on the issues at the state capitals. They are Michael Geer with the Pennsylvania Family Institute and Jason McGuire at New York Families. Well, guys, I wasn't around when the Vietnam War protests were happening on American college campuses, but a lot of people are comparing these anti-Israel uprisings to those days. And Jason, I want to just start with you. I heard one commentator say this is the natural progression of things when indoctrination replaces education on college campuses. Is it time for Congress to pull back the purse strings for these federally funded schools that allow anti-Semitism to fester?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, you know, there has to be some accountability for what's going on. And I certainly, as a taxpayer, don't want my dollars funding things that are just constantly undermining the values that I hold. And nowhere is that truer than in higher education today. It seems like more and more dollars are putting kids deeper and deeper in debt. It's not lowering tuition rates for these kids. And it's also leaving them, frankly, less patriotic than when they went in. That's a problem for every American.
Yeah, I got to think of those parents, Michael, that are paying $80,000 a year for their kid to go to Columbia so they can get taken away in handcuffs. They must be real proud right about now. What's your reaction to what you're witnessing on these college campuses from coast to coast?
Well, you know, as you mentioned, the late 60s, early 70s protests, I do remember some of that. I attended University of Maryland, and I remember seeing pictures of the big grassy area in the center of campus being filled with National Guard troops. And you see sort of a difference in how some of the red states are dealing with this versus the blue states. But I think we can call all these college campuses blue areas because the administrations oftentimes are failing to mete out the discipline that goes with the policies that they have. And then when you have death threats and those sorts of things, this goes way across the line even of what we saw in the Vietnam protest.
Yeah, indeed. I love the quote from Oliver Wendell Holmes, my right to swing my fist stops at the end of your nose. We've gone past that point, and we'll see if cooler heads can prevail. Lots to get to when it comes to state politics. Jason, this week, New York Democrats, as expected, moved the medical aid and dying bill. Assisted suicide legislation, they are trying again to get that over the finish line. What are the chances of that, Jason? What other bills are you watching in the final weeks of this year's term?
Yeah, so the bill has been amended in both houses, which indicates to us it's being prepared to move in committee. So I expect when we return to the state capitol next week, that in the final month of session, there will be an effort to move assisted suicide. I'm pretty sure of that, but I am also sure that we will also be there to push back. I think that if every New Yorker unites on this front, we can still stop assisted suicide in our state.
They're going to be a close vote for sure. Michael, you got a couple months yet before the budget's due in PA. School funding is going to be a thorny topic as it was last year. A lot of people are predicting the school choice debate, the voucher program thing will come up again this year. Any chance of that happening based on what we saw last year and Governor Shapiro's broken promise?
I think the big question is there any chance that a budget will be done this year, given the dysfunction in the legislature, especially in the Democrat House? But related to the school funding and the school choice issue, the Shapiro administration is saying that school vouchers are on the table. The Secretary of Education said that just this week. But as you may recall, the House Democrats scuttled his plan last year in the last budget cycle, and I don't really see a big shift there. That is, unless there's a lot of money doled out for House Democrat priorities in exchange for some of those school choice votes.
Gotcha. Well, this is kind of interesting. A former Governor Cuomo, Jason, will testify in June before Congress about his COVID policies. A lot of people think he got off way too easy when he put infected people into nursing homes. What's going to come of that hearing in June?
Well, you know, I'm not always optimistic on hearings. Hearings are heard, but you wonder if a tree falls in the forest, no one's listening, does it make a sound? Sometimes that happens with hearings. What it may do is help hinder a little bit of the rehab image that Governor Cuomo is undergoing. There's still talk that he desires to run for office again, and maybe this will slow that down a bit.
Yeah, I know, Michael, you're fighting hard to keep recreational marijuana out of Pennsylvania. The Biden White House this week reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug. Instead of being dangerous like heroin, it's now dangerous like Tylenol, according to the Biden administration. Is that going to provide any fuel for Democrats in Pennsylvania to try to push this across the finish line?
They're looking for any and every possibility to try to push that across the finish line. Of course, the Biden administration, that's a blatant effort to get the youth vote as they're lagging in the polls and lagging even among the youth vote. That's why the Biden administration is rolling this out right now. But if anything, marijuana and the high potency products that are now available out there makes the drug much more dangerous than it was first classified as a class one drug. So this is heading in the opposite direction. But again, it's sort of a steamroll of the marijuana industry that has its tentacles now here in Pennsylvania and why we need to resist it because of the dangers of it.
There was a big story this week, Jason, out of Western New York. There's a pro-life group there, Compass Care, that is suing the Attorney General of New York, claiming that she had maliciously and intentionally using her office to restrict the constitutional rights of pro-lifers. Explain more of this litigation.
Yeah, Compass Care has joined with New Hope Family Services in Central New York and many other pregnancy centers across the state of New York. And essentially, they're going after now the Attorney General, who has come after them. We have the weaponization of our judicial arm here in New York. Much of what you hear about lawfare in the news today is now happening and has come home from pregnancy resource centers. The Attorney General, Letitia James, is really trying to shut these centers down. And so they've had no choice but to go to court to say, now this is wrong, and to try to stop the Attorney General from hindering these organizations from saving babies' lives and changing women's lives.
Yeah. We see in Pennsylvania the race tightening between Dave McCormick and Bob Casey. That was a double-digit thing a few months ago. Now it's half that. How vulnerable, Michael, is Bob Casey this year?
Well, I think this is probably going to be the biggest challenge that he has faced since he first took office in the Senate back after the 2006 elections. Part of that reason is Dave McCormick is the best funded of any of the opponents Casey has had before. But also, Casey can be closely tied to Joe Biden. I mean, they're both from Scranton. They both have been advancing policies that are not popular with Pennsylvanians. Casey votes with the president almost 100% of the time. And so I think if McCormick continues to tag Casey with the woes of the Biden administration, he stands a good chance at eking out a victory in November.
All right. Hard to believe, Jason, the election is just 6 months away. Wow. Doesn't feel like that long. And we want to make sure listeners know what's on the ballot this fall. Besides all the important races, there's a referendum that will be decided. It's called the Equality Amendment. You say this is very dangerous. How come?
Yeah, you're hearing some organizations referring to this as a parental replacement act because of how it would negatively impact parental rights. I'm going to suggest that maybe we should also refer to it as the gender amendment, because essentially this would grant a constitutional right for biological males who self-identify as female to compete against female athletes. So the Riley Gaines situation has been so much in the news. Most New Yorkers, even based on recent polling, about 59%, do not feel comfortable having biological males competing against their daughters and granddaughters. Hmm. But if the gender amendment becomes law in New York, it will be in the Constitution. They will have a right to do so.
Yeah. We already mentioned, Michael, the Biden administration reclassifying marijuana. They're also overhauling Title IX, and that has got a lot of folks concerned, including you. What is going to be the real effect of this on privacy rights at schools? And not to mention what Jason just referred to, the war on women's sports.
These new changes with Title IX are set to go into effect in August, but already lawsuits have been filed by a number of states, and I think there'll be more lawsuits against it to try to push back against what the Biden administration is doing. The impact of this will impact girls' sports, but then it's also going to especially impact privacy rights related to bathrooms, locker rooms, and those sorts of things. And Americans need to understand what the Biden administration is doing and trying to force on our schools and on our children and families. Jason mentioned Riley Gaines, and we have her coming for our banquet at the end of May in Pittsburgh. For people who want to find out more about that, they can find information on our website.
All right. We'll give that website right now since you teased it, Michael. You can go find out more about that or read the article about why recreational marijuana is anti-science, anti-safety, and more big government. What is that site, Michael?
PAFamily.org.
And get up to speed on the so-called Equality Amendment in New York on the ballot this November. Jason, where can folks learn more?
NewYorkFamilies.org.
Thank you for listening to this Family Life News Podcast. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, please share it with others and click the subscribe button to automatically receive future episodes. Family Life is a listener-supported ministry. Podcasts like this are made possible by your financial partnership. Find out more at familylife.org.